So we've been talking about the specific trial. Can you kind of talk about specifically the patients that were focused on, where the trial was done, and what they actually saw?
So these were all unresectable stage 3 patients treated with concurrent chemoradiation. They accrued like a whirlwind in within a year globally, to a large degree in Asia. And it was a placebo-controlled randomized trial. It was a one-to-one randomization, and half of the patient received adjuvant durvalumab after completion of concurrent chemoradiation, and the other half received placebo. And what they found was a 20% progression-free survival improvement from about 35% to 55% at 1 year. And last year, it was also reported that this translated into a 10% overall survival benefit. And that's really the biggest jump in survival outcomes that we have seen in stage 3 lung cancer over several decades. And that's why there was a lot of excitement. It's been incorporated in the NCCN guidelines and really changed practice or standard practice for this patient population.
Can you talk a little bit more? You've been referring to this issue of the tolerability, particularly as it relates to the potential for pneumonitis globally. What was seen in general in terms of how the patients tolerated durvalumab? This is for a year. It's really adjuvant treatment. You don't have specific disease you're treating. You've already treated with chemoradiation therapy. What was seen in general with tolerability? What you yourself have observed in your own practice in terms of tolerability?
Generally, it's been reasonable in terms of tolerability. Although in the PACIFIC trial, there was a range during which you could start durvalumab from right at the end of chemoradiation to up to 6 weeks. They actually initially had only a 2-week window and then expanded it to 6 weeks to make it more practical and feasible. There was no clear difference in terms of duration of adjuvant durvalumab given or timing of starting durvalumab with the risk of pneumonitis. They did observe a little bit of a higher risk in Asian patients for reasons that are not quite clear. And those are just hypothesis-generating observations that will have to be further looked into. There was no clear correlation with radiation dose and risk of pneumonitis, but there was a relatively tight radiation range that was used anyway, so maybe there was just not enough spread of the dose to really get a statistical difference there.
Do these patients typically have imaging after the chemoradiation and before they started durvalumab? And when you do image a patient at that point, what do you see?
So that's a very controversial question. The PACIFIC trial actually enrolled patients after completion of concurrent chemoradiation and required only that patients did not progress at the time. In some ways, that possibly biased the study a little bit towards excluding the worst players, the ones that progress right after or even during chemoradiation. But the results are very similar to other trials, so I think they still hold up. The problem with that is that there was no quality control on the radiation dose, no quality control or very minimal data collected on the chemotherapy. And so it's not clear how these factor in. In a way, the study was still quite convincing just because it was such a convincing result, but it was not by design, but in a way, a little bit lucky that they had such a great result. In terms of how do we image these patients, that's a somewhat unsolved question. We have a consensus within our disease management team that we image a patient within, 2 to 4 weeks from the end of radiation with a CT scan. And if there's no clear or obvious disease progression, we offer them durvalumab if they're candidates for durvalumab. But it's definitely changed the way we follow these patients because traditionally we would only get imaging 3 months after concurrent chemoradiation because in the beginning there's a lot of inflammation and the tumor has certainly not responded fully to the treatment yet. It continues to respond over many months. So it's definitely changed that approach.
What do you see in the lung fields when you look at them after completion of radiation therapy?
Not too much. Some acute inflammation or inflammatory signs can be seen, but the dense fibrosis really develops a little bit later after radiation, in the 2 to 6 month range after the end of radiation, and that has not fully developed by the time we image them between concurrent chemoradiation and durvalumab.